Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Our guest today is Makango Resources. Their motto is mine, refine, and recycle. They began with a rare earth project in Malawi. The company has now evolved to include developing a separation plant in Poland to process mixed rare earth carbonate and a partnership with Hypromag for rare earth magnet recycling using a patented hydrogen process. They also have an extensive exploration portfolio in Malawi. The share price has doubled in a year. Here to tell us about the progress of the company is William Dawes, CEO and co-founder, and Alexander Lemon, president. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So today you put out an announcement of the commencement of the final stage of hydrometallurgy pilot plant test work for the Songwe Hill Rare Earths Project in Malawi. You commented this is a major milestone for the development of Songwe. Can you tell us about this, please?
Yeah, sure. So with any rare earth deposit, developing the processing flow sheet is a major part of the feasibility study. So, you know, you have a resource in the ground, and the processing flow sheet is how you extract the rare earths from the resource in the ground. So what we announced today is the culmination of a huge amount of work that's happened over a number of years, and also a culmination of a series of piloting regimes. And the piloting is basically a scaled up test to demonstrate and prove the processing flow sheet. So we completed the flotation processing piloting earlier in the year, which went very well. And the next stage from that is the hydrometallurgy, which is the leaching to extract the rare earths to produce a rare earth carbonate. And we have tested five out of six of those piloting campaigns. So we're on the last one. It's a fantastic milestone, and it's a key part of the feasibility study. So the end product for this sort of piloting is a mixed rare earth carbonate. So all the optimization is geared towards sort of the purification. And, so we start off with, I've got here a sample from Songwe Hill. So we have rare earths contained in a carbonatite, various minerals. And what we end up with from the piloting is this, which is a high-grade purified mixed rare earth carbonate. So we're completing the piloting as we speak, the final stage, and we'll be announcing the results of that in the new year.
Well, has you been progressing the feasibility study? It has shown that the optimized flotation has shown a significant increase in recoveries and grades. Do we expect to see more of that?
So that work's ongoing at the moment. So our whole sort of optimization program over the last few years has been geared towards really producing a purified carbonate. And the reason for that, the more work you do upstream with the purification, it makes the downstream separation a lot more straightforward. And as you mentioned before, we're also developing a rare earth separation plant in Poland. So this purified carbonate will go to that that separation plant in Poland to produce separated rare earths.
And what other things are you doing on the project at the moment?
So
in Malawi, we've got a lot of work streams that are completing currently. We've been working on the geotechnical pitting and drilling program. That's very much to look at the soil structures and rocks underneath where we're going to be building the chemical plant, the processing plant. So that's all very exciting. That's being completed this week. We've got ESHA stakeholder meetings due to start very shortly and complete as well. And also working closely with the Malawi government and various ministries to get all of the paperwork into place so that next year when we announce our feasibility studies, we've got everything ready to go. So very exciting. We're looking at logistics, looking at bringing things into the country. We've had, you know, teams breaking ground for the geotechnical program, doing a lot of pitting. We've been working with over 130 local community members on that program. So for some of these, it's the first time they've been employed. It's, you know, been a great training experience for them. Yeah, very, very exciting times for the Songwe Rare Earth Hill project.
Speaking of Malawi as a country, what is it like to work in that country?
So Malawi's is very much known as the warm heart of Africa. We've had a great experience working there from back in before, in fact, 2010. You know, huge support from government. We've gone through four different regimes. We're a non-political group, very much work with the technocrats in the country, and there's been massive support. You know, the reason that we've managed to move this project from a small private company to one that's listed on international stock exchanges and move it right through the process from pre-feasibility study through to feasibility study and future development and grow the business as well from the point of view of refining and recycling is primarily because of the support that we've received in Malawi with the key project there. This is a very exciting time for us. It's great to have produced in the piloting our first rare earth carbonate. It's full steam ahead.
So in conjunction with the feasibility study for Songwe Hill Rare Earths, you're also doing a feasibility study for the separation plant in Poland. Tell us what that entails.
Yeah, so Poland, we went through a site selection process to identify a site for rare earth separation. And really the benefit for going downstream and to the next stage is to really have a greater value added product and to increase the marketing flexibility. So we looked at locations in the UK, elsewhere in the EU and other jurisdictions. Poland ticked the boxes on all fronts. And we believe it would be a very competitive site. In terms, we've completed a scoping study already, and we're now completing feasibility studies, and they are progressing well, and we're looking to complete those studies next year.
That's excellent. And then let's go into your last sort of bit of the business, which is the Hypromag, which is the recycling of magnetics. How does this fit in with the corporate strategy?
Well, this is a really exciting sector, recycling. And I think, you know, our view is that recycling is going to become an integral part, effectively, of the resource sector. So, you know, all the major companies in the mining sector, are either looking at recycling or will be in the future, and in particular in the rare earth sector. So we have a sort of first mover advantage in the rare earth sector. We have a 42% stake in Hypromag. Hypromag has licensed a really interesting technology from the University of Birmingham. And basically, the technology uses hydrogen to extract magnets embedded in components. So if you have a high-strength rare earth magnet embedded in some sort of component, whether it's a hard disk drive or an electric motor, it's very difficult to get that magnet out in an energy-efficient way. When it reacts with hydrogen, it demagnetizes and forms a powder. So then you collect that powder and remake a magnet. 88% less energy compared to conventional mine to alloy to magnet making. So very energy efficient and so a lot lower impact than conventional magnet making. So this is a patented technology developed over many years. Hypromag is scaling up that technology at Tyse the Energy Park, and also working very closely with the University of Birmingham. So there's another site in Birmingham. Really exciting technology. Less than 5% of rare earth magnets are recycled. And if you compare that to something like PGMs, palladium, for example, it's substantially higher. I think palladium is sort of 60%. So that sort of gives an indication of the growth potential. And when you saw, recycling come into the PGM sector, there was very rapid growth. And we expect to see the same thing in the rare earth sector. And, you know, Hypromag has the IP and technology and know-how to unlock that recycling supply chain. So really interesting, and we're very keen to support the growth of Hypromag going forward.
And I'm sure it very much appeals to the environmentalists in the sector.
Absolutely. Well, it's as I say, 88% less energy. It's low impact, but also commercially, there's a real opportunity here. A lot of growth in the sector, and certainly it's a key part of our business plan. And there are synergies between the sort of mining and separation side and the recycling side. Hence, the sort of mine, refine, recycle sort of strategy going forward.
And what can investors look forward to in the next coming months?
Well, the big milestone that's coming up is completion of the feasibility study. So we're targeting Q1 next year. In advance of that, we'll have the results of the hydrometallurgy piloting. There'll be news coming out from Malawi, news from Hypromag, and then news on the separation. We also have a big exploration portfolio in Malawi, and there'll be news flow coming out of that as well.
Well, we've got a lot going on, and thank you so much for joining us, Will and Alex, and we look forward to speaking with you again and hearing about your progress.
Great. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
And thank you for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.